Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and we've gotten to Friday. The world hasn't exploded. Los Angeles area is still here. I don't know about the rest of your part of the world, if it's still around. Yes, we haven't been overrun by rioters and anybody crazy running in the streets with whatever they're running in the streets with. So everything seems to be rather sane here. Yes, very cool. So how are you guys doing? How's your day going? How's your weekend planned? Did I say that right? What are your plans for the weekend? Are you planning on having some fun? I'm being formal here for a moment, trying to articulate clearly so that you understand exactly what I'm saying. Now, what are we going to do today? Well, I'm going to channel for you my spirit guides, because I've been doing that lately, and I don't know. I think they're going to talk about kindness again, or to kindness. I don't know if they talked about kindness. I can never remember what they talk about because, poof, it all goes away. You know, after a little while, whatever I channel goes away, which is kind of good for you. If I channel readings for you, I'll never remember it. It'll just go away. It'll be yours to remember forever and ever. You'll have an opportunity to speak directly to a group of spiritual teachers and masters, Sarah, did I get that right? Yeah, they're going, George, stop it. No, Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers, and it'll vary from person to person who's in the group or you know, the subject matter and so forth and so on. But they use the name Sarah because, A, they don't want to put out their own names and personalities and get distracted by, I'm talking to Moses, you know, like, no. Well, Moses is not in the group, so I can say that. At least I don't think Moses is in the group. Maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe the energy that was Moses at one time lived a lifetime way back when. I don't know. Maybe Abraham Lincoln's in the group. I don't know. They never really tell me who's in the group. I know a couple, but yeah, other than that, no, not Sigmund Freud. They're saying Sigmund Freud. Carl Jung maybe, but not Sigmund Freud. You never know. Over all these years of investigation and knowledge and so forth, maybe Sigmund's kind of changed his tune a little bit about what he prescribes or realizes about people's psychology. Okay, so I'm writing my book. I'm on page 29, going on 29. Now I'm writing about how we got here, how humanity came upon the planet Earth, and how the universe, spirit, source, energy, of the universe, spirit, source, how they created us or put the plans in motion for the evolution of our humanity. So that's in detail, a little bit of detail, not like boring details where we're going to get down to the we're going to get down to the cellular level, and we're going to explain the quantum aspects of how you came about. No, not that detailed, but basically the outline of how we came about, how the planet came about, blah, 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 all that fun stuff. So that's what I'm writing about. Now, it's a little different perspective than I think you've read somewhere else. Maybe you've read something very similar, but I give you a little hint. I don't know why I'm doing this. I have no idea. I'm waiting for callers because I want you to talk to your ancestors, or let my spirit guides talk to you about whatever's going on in your life. But the little hint I was going to give you about the book and the idea is that what they told me in my channeling, my writing, that before this all came about, before the planet Earth and before this solar system and before the planetary systems, it's all part of a blueprint. There's a big blueprint. There's a whole design system that's been set up. Thought was put into everything. And they also were saying that we as spirit, before we incarnate into our human bodies, we're part of that spirit body, spirit group, part of source, right? We had a lot to do with it. We helped design it. You know, we had our own little jobs in designing and coming up with this whole plan. Then source, and you would call God, looks at the plan, goes, yeah, but let's twist that and let's change this and maybe modify this a little bit and go back and redo that a little bit and let's see what happens. All that wisdom and knowledge. So the plan was laid out. And they keep showing me the picture of this big giant blueprint, you know, with pages and pages of blueprints, you know. And of course, this is just a representation, and not literal blueprints. Maybe they were holographic blueprints for all I know, right? In spirit form. And that these are all laid out. And I can see the little leaves on top of, you know, pages on top of the pages, the transparencies, and they show how it all came about. So that's what I'm writing about. It's fun. It's good stuff. So eventually I'll let you read it. Maybe I'll separate certain chapters and post it and blog that so that you can read them. How's that sound? Does that sound like fun at all? I think so, right? Yeah, maybe. So let me channel, and I want to take your calls. We'll talk about, well, let spirit talk to you. Maybe your ancestors, I don't know who wants to talk to you. Answer some of your questions. Because I was going to let it wide open to answer all your questions, but then I got this inspiration to let, hey, channeled messages. That's fun. I want to do more of that. If you've ever listened to the Abraham material, you know, with Esther Hicks, Esther will meet with people and, you know, the workshops, and I guess even on the phone sometimes. I remember she's done that lately. And Abraham will talk directly to people and answer their questions. And that's what I want to do. That's fun. Because I can step back. It's less pressure on me because I just let them talk. You're going, well, but it's you talking. No, not really. It's my voice and some of the knowledge and information that I may have in my little brain somewhere, but for the most part, they just reform everything I do and put it to you, or everything I've learned, or they introduce new stuff that, you know, that I don't know about, like what I was talking about, the creating of the planet Earth and humans and how we came about and adaptation. And they use the example of the eagle. Predatory birds is what they said. They didn't use eagles. They used predatory birds and how they adapted. The ones who were able to adapt to the blueprint. That's cool. They're able to adapt to the blueprint, the overall plan of the system, how they fit into the ones who adapted to the system survived. The ones who didn't, they didn't reproduce. They fizzled out, right? So I'm sure dinosaurs fit into the plan for a while and just kind of gone. We're done. No more dinosaurs. They, for the blueprint of what's going to happen in the future with the planet Earth, blueprint dinosaurs did their job and they got to vanish. That's a little different than evolution. There's an evolutionary process in all this that I'm writing about, but it's a plan. It's organized. I keep seeing these little blueprints in my head. They're showing me the blueprints. It's all designed. They would come about over the millions of years. And they will say, yeah, it's millions of years this took place. Gradually, slowly, there was an adaptation so that everything fit in the plan and spirit would watch it. We would watch it, really, in our spirit form and make sure everything was fitting into the plan and progressing properly. You know, they just didn't plop down animals on the earth. Oh, there's a lion. There's a tiger. There's a bears. No, they developed separately. Okay, let's just not go there anymore. Let me spirit guys talk to you. That's what I'm writing about. It's fun stuff. I guess it's not a creationist point of view, because there is a lot of evolution, and it's not 6,000 years like they would love to say to you. Millions of years, okay? Millions of years. But in spirit terms, that's just nothing. Absolutely nothing, you know, back and forth, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm going to channel for you for a few minutes, see what they want to talk about. And then I'll come back, see if anybody wants to talk to me or wants to talk to spirit. And again, if you come in and you pop in, because nobody's in the chat room, nobody's calling at the moment, but if you get this message, well, it says right there in the episode info, it's channeled messages. So if you want your own private channeled message, give me a call. We'll do that because I love doing that stuff. I love going away. So I'm going to go away. This is an example of a channeled message for everybody, not a specific person. And you'll get an idea what I do. Well, it took you enough time to let us speak. You were just very chatty today, aren't you, George? You know, people sometimes don't believe that you are channeling. They think that this is just part of your consciousness. But we're not going to try to prove anything to people today. We're not going to try to prove to them that this is channeled and we're spirit teachers and George is George and that we use him like a radio, basically. You know, he receives a signal. He has these transistors and this interpretation ability within his mind and brain, and then the words come out. So what we control his throat, his voice, and we activate it. And we use words that he's familiar with, so it's more comfortable for him. If he doesn't know about something, we maybe try to tweak it a little bit so it's understandable. But for the most part, we use his experience and knowledge and background to pull out information and reuse the words in a way that you will understand them and how they can apply to your life. Okay? So we're going to talk about kindness. That's what he asked us to talk about. And we love to talk about kindness. And we love to talk about generosity. And we love to talk about compassion. Now, we talk about this all the time. Well, almost every time we get together and speak to humans, we talk about love, kindness, respect, compassion. Let's focus on the two words here. Kindness and compassion. Kindness, it's an emotion, isn't it? Feeling kind towards somebody, having energies of just knowing their situation or having empathy. I guess that's a good word for us to use here. Having empathy for the next person, having empathy for what's going on in their life and displaying that. And we would use the word compassion. Compassion is doing something that is a reflection of your kindness. If you see a homeless person, you have compassion or have kindness towards them, and you do something. Maybe you give them some food. Maybe you give them some water. Maybe you give them some money. Or maybe you just give them a kind word. But from your knowledge and understanding, you realize that this person didn't end up on the street necessarily because of that's what they wanted to do. That was their main intent in life, was to live on the street and to live a very uncomfortable, unhealthy life. You know that. You understand that. You understand that there's mental illness, there's trauma, there's post-traumatic stress syndrome. There's just circumstances. Sometimes there's a lack of education because of circumstances in a person's life or because of society making it more and more difficult for people to support themselves and to be able to afford housing. You understand that. You get that point. So displaying kindness, part of kindness is that empathy, but it's also that understanding that you're not far from that for the most part. Most people aren't too far from that. You can put yourself in their shoes a little bit. You can understand that, yeah, maybe that could happen to me. And if I was in their shoes, what would I want to be shown? Compassion, kindness, generosity, love. Not to be treated harshly, not to be belittled and spat on and called all kinds of names, you know, lazy, undermotivated, whatever words you would, you wouldn't want that. If you were ended up in their same position, you wouldn't want that. Now, fortunately, most of you have the ability and the resources and the support group to stay out of that situation. We use homeless because that's an extreme case of showing kindness to someone in your society, how you could be kind to someone. But there's a lot of other examples. There's kindness towards elderly people in your neighborhood. You see somebody who's a shut-in, who has a difficult time getting out. You can be empathetic to that. You can put yourself in their shoes. You can see yourself that maybe someday you would get into that place and you would love somebody to show compassion, to be kind to you, to be generous to you, and just give you a few minutes of their time. Talk to you, share with you, help you in some way, make your life a little bit easier. That's kindness. We encourage you as people to put yourself in other people's positions. Stop thinking about yourself for a moment. Stop thinking about your own needs and reach out to other people that are around you and try to have empathy and understand how they got there and that you could be in that same position. You could possibly have those circumstances in your life. And what can you do to help these people? What kindness, compassion, generosity, and just a kind word sometimes. You know, your society as a whole is let people slide through the cracks of life. Let people slide into these situations without the support systems. And we're not going to judge here. We're not going to say it's good or bad or that people are, you know, they're horrible human beings because they don't necessarily reach out to other people in a very kind and compassionate way. You have your reasons. And you have your stress. You have your anxieties. You have your responsibilities. But at some point, in some way, we encourage you to stop and look at other people and see somehow some way you can show kindness to people, compassion, generosity, finding people that are less fortunate than you, not judging them and saying, well, they should know better and they should have lifted themselves up by their bootstraps and they should have done this and they should have done that and they made so many mistakes and look what happened to them and they didn't take responsibility for their lives. Well, they did. They did take responsibilities for their lives, and for the most part, sometimes they were dealt a genetic pattern which led to their disabilities. Sometimes they were very mistreated as children and led down a path of false beliefs and discouraged from being successful at life. Sometimes they were not given the opportunity or didn't take the opportunity because of immaturity to seek an education that would have fostered a brighter, more successful future. And then sometimes physical illness, maybe because of society and the dietary habits that society has pushed down on people. So all we're amplifying here today and presenting to you is this thought about kindness, looking for ways that you can show kindness without judging people, without saying, well, I'm better than them. Look what's wrong with that person, or look what's wrong with that person, or they failed in some way. No. Stop. Help them to lift themselves up, even if it's for a brief period of time. And what does that do for you? Now, George has been reading about this, and we have to emphasize the fact that if you display kindness, generosity, compassion to other people, it's good for your soul. It's good for your being. It's good for your health. It's good for your organs. It's good for your mental state. It's good for everything about you. It's good to the cellular level. It feels good to the cellular level. It helps you to guard against illness. It helps you to guard against disease of any kind. It helps you to guard against, well, we would even say mental illness or mental difficulties. And it connects you to source. That's the most important thing. It brings you closer to the energies of the universe, energies of source energy, which is compassion, which is love, which is generosity. And the more you connect with that energy, the closer you get. So now if you want to be selfish about it, you could say that by being kind and generous and compassionate to other people and to yourself, that you're getting closer and closer to source energy, and the vibration of source energy, and we've described it to George, and the magnetic field that connects with source energy. And that allows you to manifest whatever you want in your life. If you want to look at it from a selfish point of view, which is not really selfish, you're just looking out for what you want, what you need, what you desire in life. But a way to get there, a quick way to get there, is display compassion, love, kindness, generosity. Be in those vibrations. Be in the vibration of joy constantly. Then you connect with source. So extending yourself out to others benefits you in so many different ways. Physical, mental, spiritual, and it brings into your life that flow from source. So we'll leave you with that. Positive message. Do something kind this weekend to someone else, for someone else. Do something generous for somebody else. And you'll feel better, and you'll feel closer to the divine nature. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. That was fun. What much time do I have left? Oh, good, I have lots of time. If anybody wants to call, you want to get a channel message, they love to channel for you. They would love to channel. That's, they've been telling me to do that more and more and more. So if you want to get a channeled message, that would be cool. What else am I going to say? I'm just coming back out of my like my little fog that I go into when I channel for people. We talked about kindness, and I think that's so cool. I gave you a little update on the book and what I'm working on, which I love. Doing. Let me grab an article or two, and I'm waiting for your calls. Let me do an article. Pam Grout is one of my favorite authors, and I've read two of her books or three of her books or something like that. Yeah, three of her books, and she has a fourth one coming out, which she mentions here, and it's an interesting blog, and I thought I'd read that to you. And again, I'll flip back and see if anybody wants to get a message from an ancestor or a channeled message. Now, if you want a channel reading, the episode information is my website, email address, and phone number if you want to reach me. And the rate is as described there in the message. And so we can do that. Love to do that for you. Well, so would Spirit. They love to. They like me to go away. And not filter, not to get out of the way, right? Just, George, get in the other room while we talk to these lovely people and give them information. So let's do Pam's article. I'll check back, see if anybody wants to talk, anybody wants any messages. And we'll keep going. And again, have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Are you guys having fun? I mean, seriously, have some fun. Play, laugh, sing, dance. Do whatever you can do to have some fun. Make whatever you do fun at some level. And I'm being reminded of Patch Adams, who's a doctor, and they did a movie about him with Robin Williams, and how his whole thing when was working with children was to help them to laugh, was to have fun with children, to create a different environment in the hospital for children, which helped them to heal. Okay, help them to heal. And that's the key ingredient. Help them to heal. So let's get to Pam's article, and then we'll get into some other things, and I want to take your calls if you're willing to want to get a channeled message. The title of her blog today is The Deuce of Clubs. The Two of Clubs is not the only card in the deck. Change your story, change your life. Actually, that comes from that concept of change your story, change your thoughts, comes from Centers for Spiritual Living. What's his name? Holmes. Yeah, okay, boom. Skip my mind, but okay. The first principle of quantum mechanics is you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. Richard Feynman. Nobel Prize winner physicist Feynman was famous for saying nobody understands quantum mechanics. Okay, well, okay. So this is, yeah. So if you join me late, I'm going to take calls. I'm going to give you channeled readings, or we're going to talk to your ancestors. But I'm doing some articles, and the theme today was really about kindness and displaying kindness. And that's what I channeled earlier from my spirit guides, if you want to go back and listen to earlier part of the show later at a later time. Okay, so let's back to the Pam's Art of Pam Grout, one of my favorite authors. So I won't pretend that I do, but I do know that the quantum field, there are zillions suppositions. And when you decide one of them is absolute fact, say the world is falling apart, life is really hard, we make the supposition into material reality. That's the law of attraction. Your thoughts, what you're thinking is the reality you're creating, is what you're saying. Our observing it makes it real, makes it solid. So if all you see is the violence and the terror and all this in the world, that becomes your reality, right? That's what she's trying to tell us, and I believe that. I believe that's where we end up focusing on. We end up focusing on the negative in the world. Okay, keep going. It's like choosing the three of clubs from the deck of cards and then forgetting there are 51 other cards in the deck. Only in the quantum world, there is an infinite number of cards, what I call the field of FP, the field of potentiality, the infinite field of potentiality. When we worry about one particular supposition, we add energy to it. We solidify it into the material realm. Now, that's the law of attraction. What we think about is what we create. When we think about violence, we create more violence. My spirit guides talked about this the other day, too. How do you solve what's going on in the world? They were talking about the violence and referring to the violence in Virginia, I'm sorry. I don't know why I got Florida. And they're saying that violence doesn't solve violence. Violence in itself will never bring about the end of violence. They did say you have to defend yourself. That's an important point that they made. But the main point was, if you want to end violence in the world, you don't use violence to end it. You use compassion. You use love. You use wisdom. You use knowledge. You use listening. Listening's a big one, right? Okay, let me move on. I'm going off track here a little bit. Off the track, in the bushes again. I'm off in the bushes. When we are worried about a particular supposition, we add to it. We solidify into the material will. When we call our friends to complain, when we watch the news with our mouths agape, we literally add weight to a hand of playing cards that needs to be discarded. Now, do you believe that? I mean, some people go, that's a bunch of bunk. That's crazy stuff. That's all crazy stuff. So, but the preposition behind all that is what you focus on is what you get. And I believe that. Okay, I really believe that's why I'm reading this article. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't read it. Whereas we completely forget that there are so many options, so many potential realities. We can play this particular hand for your entire lifetime. Most people will. Or we can throw it back into the deck and draw a new hand. Or better yet, create a hand no one else has ever thought of. Okay. My new book comes out on Tuesday. A little plug, right? It is all about throwing out the old hand, creating a whole new world. One of the options, of course, is to pick a different hand from the existing 52 cards, and that's a noble beginning. So of all the realities in the world and all the possibilities in the world, what are we mostly focused on is what you're trying to say. What do you focus on? You focus on the violence, you focus on the things, or you focus on baby goats? How cute they are, how wonderful they are. I know the violence is there, but you don't change violence with violence. You don't change violence with focus on violence. You change the world through love, through a positive energy, through a positive outlook on life, by focusing your energies on other possibilities, right? Visualizing a new possibility, not the old that we already see, the race, the hatred, the violence. Okay, moving on. I'm getting carried away again. I always do this. As for me, I plan to start from scratch and create a different hand, a more beautiful and generous hand. All of us have the power to do just that. We can take the bleeding and dying supposition that we're currently seeing on the news and throw it back in the deck. We can choose a different version, a different vision, a different story, a different deck of cards. It's up to us, the observer, the chooser of the supposition. And so I'm talking about this new book and answering questions about during my debut Facebook Live next Tuesday. So It's on Hay House Facebook page. So if you're interested in seeing Pam live and hearing about her book, this is a little plug, isn't it? I don't know if people are going to listen to the show, but it's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wait a minute, Pacific Standard Time. So not early night here in Los Angeles and noon on the Eastern Standard Time on the Hay House page, a Hay House Facebook page. Okay, so much for the plug for Pam, right? Okay, moving right along. I know I kind of went on and on here about her. Oh, I have a caller. Oh, a caller. Somebody called in. Wow. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a call. Then I asked some other articles I thought were really kind of fun on this basic same theme that we've been talking about today. Let me kind of end the Pam thing. Psh, go away, Pam. Psh, bye. Bye for now. Okay, let me take a call, and then we'll talk about some other stuff. Yes, hopefully you're having fun this weekend. It's all about fun. The older I get, the more I realize it's all about fun. It's all about play. It's enjoying everything in our lives in some way and turning and twisting everything into a feel-good situation to look for things to appreciate, always. It's not always easy, but we can. Let me take a call. 650, if you're there, you know, okay, put down the coffee, turn off the TV, do whatever you have to do, right? I'm going to reach out to you now. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, George. How are
good
you?
Afternoon. I'm doing very well. It is
good.
Afternoon. Even here, it's afternoon.
Good. This is Miranda.
Miranda, even if I was in Hawaii, it would still be afternoon, which wouldn't be a bad thing to be able to do, broadcast from Hawaii. Okay, so what's going on with Miranda today?
Well, did you ever find that recipe for the avocado smoothie?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. You know, good thing. Thank you for reminding that. I'm sure I'll find it. Yeah. I would put lime juice in with it, and I don't know what else I would put in it with it. Obviously not tequila, because that's not the whole idea. It's not good. You know, that wouldn't be. I guess you could do a smoothie with tequila and avocado if you're really into more of an alcoholic smoothie, but that's not where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, no, we want healthy smoothies.
Okay, so
at least I would.
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Yeah, so I'm going to take you up on your offer to have a channel message. I would love that.
Oh, okay. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
I'm just give me one second here. Since
sure.
you brought up the smoothie, I didn't bring up the smoothie.
I did.
I'm going to Google, and I'll get to it later, avocado smoothies and what to put in it, okay? If you're
exactly.
interested after
you
we chat. Yeah, it's very simple. Yeah, milk, juice, like almond milk.
Almond milk,
or some kind
yeah,
of juice, or coconut water,
and
an
fruit,
avocado,
yeah.
and some kind of fruit, which you think is appropriate.
Exactly.
That's it. Very, very simple. Simple
it's
little
simple.
Breakfast
exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to make, you don't want to put, you know, like salmon juice or something in it. No. No.
Gross.
I know, really. Okay,
George.
So I'm going to go away. Is there any topic that you're concerned about? Any topic that you're concerned about so we can give them some subject matter to talk about if they're willing to do it?
Well, if they'd be willing, yeah, I'd love to know when I'm going to find my dream home.
Oh, I don't know if they'll do. Well, we'll just see what they think because I don't want to. They'll comment
yeah.
on that or not. That usually they show you how, but not so much when. Does that make sense?
I already know how. I just gotta look and see what appeals
okay.
to me and just go take let's
see what they have to say.
Exactly.
You assume you know how, don't you? You assume that you know how. You have all the answers, correct? We're teasing you. We're going to absolutely tease you on this because as you as humans assume that you know all the facets of how. Can we give you another how?
Yes, please.
Can we do it from an energetic point of view versus the typical, well, I'm going to look at all the real estate things out there and I'm going to look on whatever lists there are of homes and places to look for and I'm going to do all that research till I go practically blind doing research, right? That's human. A lot of humans will do that. They'll go blind practically. They'll go crazy doing research, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do it from an energy point of view? You ask, show me how, show me where, lead me to it. You're talking to spirit, source, God, whatever you want to, whatever word you want to throw in there, just, you know, your higher self, however you want to approach it. You use the expression, show me. Give me a sign. Give me an indicator and do it in 48 hours. 48 hours. That's all we're saying to you. It's 48 hours. Give me a sign. Give me an indicator. Show me where. Point it to me. Put lights around it. Put neon signs on it. And show me in 48 hours where it's going to be. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you?
Yes.
Yes. Having a very positive attitude and very much strongly believing that you can do this, that the universe will provide an answer. God, universe, we love to use all those words because people like their own words. But we would say to you, in 48 hours by Monday, show me a place. Lead
wow.
my soul to a place. Lead my soul to a place. I really want to believe. I really want to accept divine guidance and finding it. So show me in 40, and I'm just going to forget about it. I'm just going to go about my day, go about my activities, and I know you'll show me. I know it. I know it. Now, can you say that? I know that you'll do it for me.
I know you'll
that's
do
where the trick,
this for me.
Well, that's
mm-hmm.
the tricky
okay.
part for most people. Because you can say, yeah, okay, yeah, I get you. I understand that stuff. Yeah, fine,
mm-hmm.
yeah, whatever, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People have told us me all the time before. Well, we're not telling you from a human perspective. We're telling you from a spirit perspective that just ask and say, show me within 48 hours. And I'll pay attention. But I'll have some fun this weekend because I know you're going to lead me to it. And I'm just going to forget about it till I'm given that sign, that signal. Okay? Got it?
Can I ask a question?
Can you try that?
Can I ask?
You can ask any question. Doesn't guarantee an answer.
Okay. Because in the past, I had asked for a sign from above, just to know that you guys, like my angels were around, and I don't think it ever came.
But maybe you weren't paying attention.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Okay.
Maybe the signs don't have to be, it doesn't have to be lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a big sign right in front of you that says, this is the answer. It can be the subtle little things. It can be a word. It can be something that you read somewhere and you go, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe that's the answer. And I need to explore that a little bit more.
Okay.
And maybe your energy field at that time was a little low. Your vibration was a little low. So you weren't quite open. See, the responsibility is not just on us, spirit, source, to give you answers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in a receptive place. You can't be in a resistance place. And a resistance place is a low vibrational place. You can't be all negative. You can't be in the state of depression and anger and frustration and, you know, all of those low vibrational emotions. You have to be at least move up to hope, at least move up to a little bit of fun and joy in your life. And once you get into that vibration, the answers come. So we would encourage you and any human that wants an answer, make sure you stay out of those low vibrational places as much as you possibly can, because you're just resisting answers. Okay? Got it?
Okay. I'm going to put I don't want a subtle message this time. I want something like in my face so I can't miss it.
Well, that's a demand, and demands are good of the universe. Demand it. But then you
demand
have to be
it.
Open. And you can't be resistant mm-hmm. to it. You can't sit in. See, the worst word that you – the worst energy that you possibly can have is doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt.
Right.
Once you put out doubt, you put up a wall to receive.
Hmm.
Okay. Oh, I doubt if that ever happened. It never happened to me before, so why should it happen to me now, right? That's doubt.
Right.
Don't go there.
Okay.
You have to build a little trust. You'll get there. It'll happen. Call George on Monday with the answer.
Oh, okay? My God, I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you. Have a blessed and fun weekend. Bye.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. So hopefully that gave you an answer. I'm trying to get back into my... I'm trying to get back into my car.
Yeah.
They take me away. I don't know if you ever, I don't know. Most people have never channeled, and it's really kind of a interesting experience. But I won't keep you on the phone because I got another caller.
No,
I'm
sure it is. I'm sure it's an amazing experience. Yeah.
It takes time to trust it. See, it took me a long time to trust it. Okay, I've been doing this for 25 years. And it took me, and I kept going, well, is that really me? Is that my, you know, and I read these books and they say, oh, yeah, well, that's your higher consciousness and don't worry about it and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then I said, okay, if it's higher consciousness is actually, you know, in the spiritual realm. So, you know, that's not bad. Even if it is, it's not bad. It's closer connection to God than I do here. Okay, I'm going to let you go.
So,
have a fun weekend.
I will, George, and thank you so much. I was just wondering, so how long did it take for you to finally trust it and say, okay, I am channeling?
Fully, completely? 20 years?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. You took a while.
No, I was raised with skeptics. Okay, so I'm going to let you go. There is another caller.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll call you Monday. I'm supposed to call you Monday. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It doesn't want to go away. There it went. Okay, I'm going to take another call real quick. We won't get to the articles. Spirits just went on and on. They always rattle on and on to people. Hello.
Hello. Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. We only
How
have a couple
you?
Minutes. I apologize for that. I can't control my spirit guides sometimes. They just like to chat to people.
Oh, it's okay.
So what's going on with Katie? I like that name. Is it K-A-T-Y?
Yes.
Is it a K or a C? K or a C?
K.
Okay.
K. K-A-T-I-E. Yes.
Okay. So
I was wondering. Yes. Hi. I first of all wanted to thank you because I so needed to hear that too, what you said about doubt. So I have just really enjoyed that and wanted to thank you for that.
Welcome.
My question is if I should go to Toronto for work, like. For a business
you live now?
Conference. I live in New York,
you
wondering
go to...
if it'll be a beneficial trip, not to move, but just for, you know, a convention that's happening there, like if it'll bring me,
good connection. I'm not going to go under to go this. I'm not going to, because we only have a minute, and by the time I get to under, we're, you know, like we've lost 20 seconds. But what I hear for you is very simply, you need to change. The change of pace. You need the break. You need something different in your life. You need the alternative right now. You need something just kind of like move you out of the energy you're in into a different energy just for a temporary period of time. So yes, it'll be a benefit in a lot of different ways is what I hear for you. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, because you need to do that. You need to do this for you. You know that.
Yes, that resonates. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank
you.
Be
well.
Thank you so very much. You as well. Thank you. Many blessings.
Well, bye now. You have a sweet personality. I have to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye now.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Oh, I cut her off, tweaker, but I meant. It's interesting when they say thank you for telling us about doubt. Well, that wasn't me. I mean, seriously, it wasn't me. I know you're going, yeah, George, it was you. No, you know, it's like, I like that. When I listen to Abraham material, and if you're listening to the Abraham Hicks and, you know, The Secret and Esther Hicks and all that sort of thing and the messages that she gives, they always give it credit to Esther. Well, Esther was really good today. Well, it wasn't Esther. It was Abraham. Now, Esther doesn't take the credit either. In any way that channels, if they're taking the credit for what's being said, they're mistaken because it's not them. And that's the getting the ego out of the way when you're doing the channeling is because you have to get your ego out of the way. That's probably the most difficult thing is, well, this is no longer me. It's no longer my education and my background and blah, blah, blah. It's spirit. All I am is a radio station. Nothing more. You know, it's like taking all the ego out of it, taking all the I'm so wonderful. No, you're just a radio station. You're just a receptor. You're just a voice for them. And that's really blowing out the ego. You got to get to that place if you're doing it. Okay. I love you guys. It's been fun. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to present material from spirit to you. And I love you guys. I said that. and have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun, really. Have some fun. And try the avocado smoothies. Thank you. Bye.